أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض. In the previous ayats, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala referred to the worship of the idols of the Arabs, and that it was their own making and their own attributes that these idols have got power, etc. And the reason for that, Allah said that they have just this dunya as their objective, and the limit of their knowledge is this dunya. Whereas the real life, dunya is hardly the introduction of life. The real life is the life of the akhirah that they don't think about. And the limit of their knowledge are material things. They don't think of the superpower which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah declares then, وَلِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Or Allah ka hai, jo kuch hai asmano mein aur zameen mein. Whatever is in the heavens and in the earth, all of it belong only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in order for the system of the world to run correctly, Allah tabaraka ta'ala had sent the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. With them, Allah ta'ala sent the kitabs also to guide mankind. And they made this effort to let man see beyond his horizon that the world is not my object. The akhirat is my object. And that material things are not things that have got power, but they are all the creation of Allah, and Allah is the only one that has got power. They made all that effort, and all this is Allah has done this world as an examination hall. Here we are writing our exams, and the results will come out tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah. And a student who doesn't keep his eyes on the exams, and he just all the time just in his classes, and he doesn't prepare for exams, we can imagine what the result will be of such a student. لِيَجْزِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسَاءُوا بِمَا عَمِلُوا تَاكِ وَوْ بَدْلَ دِي بُرَائِ وَالُوْكُ اُنْكَ كِيَ كَا. So that Allah Ta'ala now on the day of Qiyamah, the day when the exam papers will be marked, He will give those people who did wrong, He will punish them accordingly. So that will be on the day of Qiyamah, all the people who had done whatever wrong they had done, they will be punished accordingly. وَيَجْزِيَ الَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا بِالْحُسْنَى Or بَدْلَ دِي بْحَلَائِ وَعَلُوكُ بْحَلَائِ سَي And those who did good, that Allah Ta'ala rewards them with their good. And this is also logic with everyone, that those who did good must be rewarded, those who did bad must be punished. So Allah Ta'ala has made this whole system. It belongs totally to Allah. Allah made the arrangement for our guidance and everything. And it is we are here, as in many other ayat of the Quran, Allah Ta'ala explains, He has put us in this world to test us here. And who are the people who are the doers of good? A little bit of detail is given of those who are the doers of good and who will be rewarded by Allah Ta'ala. الَّذِينَ يَجْتَنِبُونَ كَبَائِرَ الْإِثْمِ جو کہ بچتے ہیں برے گناہ سے. They are those people who stay away from the major sins. The major sins, everyone knows them, what they are. Ulama, may Allah reward them, they have made a list also of all the major sins, what the major sins are. So these are those people who stay away from all those major sins. وَالْفَوَاحِشِ اور بے حیائی کے کاموں سے and all shameless acts. They stay away from all shameless acts also. These are those people who are the doers of good. إِلَّا اللَّمَمْ مَگر کچھ آلودگی. However, they do get messed up a little bit. That is, small sins here and there, they do get involved in. And that for the small sins as it is in front, إِنَّ رَبَّكَ وَاسِعُ الْمَغْفِرَةِ تیرے رب کی بخشیس ہے بری سمائی سے. And the forgiveness of your Lord, of Allah, is very, very great. That is, Allah Ta'ala, for the small sins, Allah will forgive in great, great abundance. And whichever sin starts, a major sin, it starts with a small sin first. For example, a person looks at a woman, just like that, he doesn't think much about it, but then he starts thinking, then he starts planning, and finally he falls into the big sin. Whatever thing, whatever gunadi is, it starts with the small sin. So if a person controls himself, then he will not fall into the big sins. According to some ulama, for the major sins, when a person has committed the major sins, then he makes tawbah from them, sincere tawbah. Allah is forever ready to forgive if we make sincere tawbah. And the sign of sincere tawbah is, we realize that we have done wrong. We ask for forgiveness, and we determine we won't do it again. That is what is asking for sincere tawbah. Then Allah Ta'ala forgives that sin. According to some say ulama, those sins now remain as limam, just as small signs of sins. And the small sins are forgiven by all good deeds a person does. إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ. That good deeds wash away the wrong deeds. That is the minor sins. For the major sins, tawbah is required. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi explains this. He says, like the sickness in a body is the sin. The medicine that we take are the good deeds that we do. And to stay and to have complete shifa, a person, medicine alone is not enough, but he must watch his diet also. He must not eat the wrong foods for that illness that he has got. Now, otherwise, he's a diabetic, that's his sickness, and he's taking medicine for it also. But he's not staying away from sweet things, he's eating sweet things also. So like that, the sins that we commit, those are like the diseases. The good deeds that we do is like the medicine. And to abstain from sin, that is to stay to have our diet in order, that is abstaining from sin, from committing sin. Otherwise our disease will not go. If we are to, for example, we are making namaz, everything, and we know we have got sicknesses in us, pride is in us, haughtiness is in us, to do things for name and fame, but we are not taking the treatment of it, the diet, the treatment of it, then that sickness will not go. Therefore, that the treatment is also absolutely necessary. Huwa a'lamu bikum idh ansha'akum min al-ard. Wo tumko khoob janta hai jab jana nikala tumko zameen se. Allah knows you perfectly well when He took you out from the earth. That is, when He created your grandfather Adam alayhi salatu wasalam from sand and water. At that time, and even before that, Allah knew exactly every person's condition already. Though his taqdeer might have been written later, but Allah knew his condition, whether he's going to be a Muslim or not a Muslim. Whether he's going to be a good Muslim or whether he's not going to be a good Muslim. Allah knew you very well. And He knew you perfectly well also. وَإِذْ أَنْتُمْ أَجِنَّةٌ فِي بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ. اور جب تم بچے تھے ماں کے پیٹ میں. When you were still a fetus in your mother's stomach, in your mother's womb, Allah knew you perfectly well. Allah knew exactly what you are going to be doing in the world, what you're not going to do. Allah knew your intentions also, that why are you going to be doing this, why are you going to be doing that. So when Allah knows you so well, فَلَا تُزَكُّوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. So مَتْ بَيَانْ كَرُوا أَبْنِ خُوبِيَانْ. So do not have a holier-than-thou attitude. Don't try and show yourself to be very pious. Don't act in such a way. Don't talk in such a way as though you are very pious. Allah knows you very well what you are and what you were. هُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنِ اتَّقَى. وہ خوب جانتا ہے اس کو جو بچ کر چلتا ہے. Allah Ta'ala knows perfectly well, exactly in your secret life, who are those people who are staying away from sin, who are those people who are doing things for name and fame, who are doing it out of sincerity. Allah Ta'ala is fully aware. So don't try and show yourself to be a very pious person and act to be very pious and talk in such a way. Remember that Allah knows you perfectly well, and your real matter is not with people, it is with Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana.